I'll reconvene the Town of Stratton Board of Civil Authority organizational meeting. It's today, the 3rd, September 3rd. So we have 3 site visits we need to coordinate. Why don't we start with Great River Hydro, which is going to involve a like 3/4 mile hike straight out. Sure.
So we just need.
We need 3. Because Coop said he was in.
Well, but he's not here. He hasn't done anything. He can't really participate. So.
Yeah. I can do it.
Unless he.
Pat, you said you're up for it. We can figure out a time to do it. Yeah, we can figure out a time to do it. We just need, you know. Okay. All right. So.
So who wants to go? Boomer?
Yeah. It's pretty flat. Well, it's not. We'll go in from Grout Pond.
It goes down a little bit.
Drop in there on the right.
On the right hand side there?
Yeah.
So are you talking about Boomer with that campsite dropping in from as you
like the end of Grout Pond Road?
Where you turn left.
You turn left to go down towards the camp.
So you stay straight.
Go to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then you go all the way to the end of the pond. We'll hike all the way to the end of the pond.
No. Yeah. Just go right.
No.
But I mean, that's where it splits off. That's pretty much close to the end of the pond.
Fairly close. Yeah, when you come up, when you start to turn left to go down to the pond and off, you're going to go.
It goes through a
shallow area where it's real shallow at the very far end. You go down around that corner, and then you just come and you're just hiking from here to here, basically.
Yeah.
Which is about halfway to get from the one end of the Grout Pond to the other. So one end of Grout Pond to the other, and then another half of that distance to get to Somerset. So it's not a real long one. And it's fairly flat. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
Except for the return.
I bet there's 100.
Well, you can always go in the same way you... Okay. Come out the same way you went in. You don't have to go all the way around the pond.
No, if you just stay on the right going in and down to the end. Coming back, it's not necessarily
flat. You go to the left, and that's a longer way, but it's flat.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just a matter of, as long as you get down.
Yeah, we have 3, yeah.
What are we looking for down there?
Basically, statutorily, we have to be down there and take a look at it.
Essentially.
Lay of the land. I mean, lay of the land is it's lake.
So there's no infrastructure in this town.
Nothing at all.
Right.
No.
And so we'll be coming out of the lake or the river?
You'll be coming out down by on Somerset.
Okay.
Basically all the land's underwater.
Most of it.
Yeah.
But you meet the statutory requirement. You got a good view of most of it from right there. So.
Yeah.
All right. And what time did you say?
We didn't. We have yet to discuss dates and times. What time works best for you guys?
What's our timing? Like, you think an hour?
In and out, I'd go with 2 hours.
I'd say 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Saturday morning or something.
Okay, that's fine. We could do, like, an afternoon, I could be there at 4.
Okay.
Because I don't have the girls up anymore. So.
Are they driving?
No, they're just both at SMS. Melissa picks them up on the way home.
So this can just be a tentative time because we don't have to coordinate with anyone. And
right.
You guys don't really have to say we're going to do it at this point. You know, if you want to
how about next Tuesday?
Let me just see.
Oh, actually, it would not be
Okay, never mind.
What about Thursday the 11th?
If we, not Thursday. That's the only day I can't do.
Oh, you said not Thursdays, yeah. Okay.
And I know Tuesday on that. But Monday or Wednesday or Friday?
Monday's not good. Well, no, that's not sure. I can do it.
Monday's the 8th. Yeah, I think I can do it Monday. Yeah.
Okay.
Monday the 8th.
And two, if things fall through, if something comes up, you know, you just get a third person to go in.
Does that work?
We have a set here. As long as we get three people.
Is the 8th work?
If something happens and you go through three, I'm wanting to go.
Calendar, and I can't see that. A couple of weeks are missing, so I'm taking the paper.
Paper? Oh, goodness. What's that?
I use paper.
Yeah, my mom still uses it all on paper.
So I want it's quicker to look at my little piece of calendar than it is to fiddle around and opening up the thing on the screen.
Push this button, push that button, click this, click that.
Yeah, okay, so September 8th.
So why don't we meet here so we all know where we're going?
At 4.
Yeah.
And what day was that on?
Monday the 8th.
Okay, we got a meeting that night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So then, Skyfall, I cannot do this one. I've recused myself from this one.
Okay, so now we're moving into Skyfall Development LLC, and that's up on
Goldmill
Circle. So today I did get some times. He said I can meet the following days and times. You want to go through that first and then decide who wants to go?
Sure.
So he said on September 4th, 3 to 5, September 5th, 3 to 5, September 8th, 8 to 9 a.m. or 4 to 5, and September 9th, 4 to 5.
So,
tomorrow and or Friday,
yeah.
Or Monday or Tuesday.
I can do Tuesday the 9th,
4
to
5.
I can do the
9th.
So
can
I?
You're working 5 o'clock. Okay. What time is this time frame?
4 to 5.
3 to 5 on the 4th and the 5th. The 8th is 8 to 9 a.m. or 4 to 5. And the 9th is 4 to 5.
What day is
4 to 5, I guess.
Tuesday.
Okay. 4 to 5. Okay. And meet here.
Meet here for
us. Yeah. At 3, 4.
So what day?
Sounds like you're saying the 9th.
Tuesday the
9th. So Tuesday the 9th.
4 to 5. We'll meet here at like 3:40.
4 to 5. Okay.
So I have a question about the hearing.
Yeah, I was going to bring up something.
Say that again.
I have a question about the hearing and your minutes.
Okay.
Can we talk about that at this meeting?
That is, it sounds more like part of the deliberation that we have to do, but I wouldn't go into anything here.
Okay.
So Tuesday the 9th between 4 and 5, and you'll meet here at?
Quarter of.
I think it's 3:40.
Yeah.
3:40. Yeah. And who is all potentially going to go?
Me, I said I will.
So Greg and Helen and Lorraine.
I'll
and
go.
I was going, I
thought,
but. Pat. You don't have to.
And Nancy.
We need three. As many of you who would like to go can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's four.
As many of the board that wants. wants to go.
We don't need a snorkel.
Okay.
An hour should be plenty of time.
We're just looking at the house, right?
Well, you got to look at the whole thing, and you should look at that too.
So I'm just wondering.
It's the overall. You can't just pick and choose. You have to do the whole thing.
So the house
is it's all.
You should look at whatever structures are there. You should look at that and take a look at the lot.
So
what the statute requires.
Not to just throw a kibosh on the schedule we just threw in, but is an hour enough time, to walk through that house compared to the line card? And
I say we start in the house. We have to cut something short.
And last year, when we did this, it was a cursory look through the carriage house, whatever it's being called. We didn't really go in there. We did. I didn't go in. The only building I went into was the one under construction. Well, there were three of us.
I see. Wasn't that because there was an issue the year before on the carriage house?
No, it was because we needed to go see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many are going?
That is correct.
And it took us 5 minutes. So.
Okay.
How many are going?
So
five of you. Okay.
We could keep together, though.
You're not okay?
Yeah. I'm not.
All
right, I'll let him know 4 to 5 on September 9th, and then just be me here and be over there for that. All right?
Mm-hmm. And then, so Skyfall 9-9, September 9th, 4 to 5.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Zinman.
And Zinman, I have a contact person for her. And a phone number, so I'll share that after this. She was saying September 8th, 9th, or 11th, and she just stated, I assume it will be during the day. And so if we can get a day and a time, Christine Chauvin, I have a number for her. We contact her, and she'll be able to get you into that property.
Whenever.
That's what she said.
Why do you have to be during the day?
Well, she probably wants it to be.
She doesn't. It doesn't have to be during the day. I wrote back and said, you guys would pick the time.
Well, if we're going to be up doing Skyfall between 4 and 5, could we be there at 5:30 at Mountain Reach?
Yeah, that would be super.
On the 9th?
I can do Zinman on the 9th as well. I can meet you guys there after Skyfall.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Approximately 5:30. That'll give you that.
It'll give plenty of time to leave. I mean,
it's in the village watch.
Okay.
Yeah, plenty of daylight.
That sounds good.
Help behind pizza.
And, do we want to say 5:30 or do we want to say 5:15?
Oh, 5:30, I think.
Let's say 5:30 at this time.
Well,
that girl would.
This brings us back to my point, though. If Rand Neves is giving us a 1 hour window on the night, do we want to either pick one of the days he gives us a 2 hour window or get different days? Because this is presumptive, but if he's giving us a 1 hour window, perhaps he's going to say, it's 5:00, I have something that needs to be done and you can't be here.
I don't think so, because if you give a window of 4 to 5, you can call and tell him we're going to be there at 5:00 and he has to be there.
That's not how I would read that.
Four. And I,
I'd say we'll do our best to be out by 5.
If somebody sent me that email, I would say that they wanted
In the past, he's always been good about.
Yeah. No, I know, but just if somebody sent me that email, I would want to. I would read that as I potentially have something. So 5:30 at Zimmerman's.
Okay, sir. Who's his contact now?
Christine Chauvin. Do you want to try it right now? Or do you want to email it?
That's the number. I can just. We just go. This is. Hang on. You got that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll contact her tomorrow.
You want to call her tomorrow? Okay.
The house, the new house, is a large building. I don't know how long it will take. It depends on what's in there. The length of time.
Well,
just,
I did last year.
I mean, I was going to say, knowing us, we'll breeze in and out and be out of there in an hour. Okay. Easily.
Well, last year it was under construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was,
yeah. He is looking at the finished product.
So. We are going to be able to get into the house, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris, make a job.
We have to.
Yeah, we have
all
to right. get in
If you don't let you in, well, then
that'll be an easy
That's list. It. Yeah. Okay.
Can you please review the time? For that one?
It's Tuesday the 9th.
Sure.
Meeting here at 3:40 to mm-hmm. be on site at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then same day, right. 5:30 over in the village.
It's
the village,
right?
Yeah.
It is.
That's like the first one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Muse, the Mountain Reach.
Hmm?
Mountain Reach?
No, it's Muse.
Yeah.
It's a mountain range.
It's up behind Fire Tower.
Huh?
Behind Fire Tower.
Restaurant. The restaurant.
Pizza place.
Yeah, it's on that side. Yeah. Village Watch is over there.
Village yeah, Watch, but
mountain access from
yeah.
Yeah.
And this is
Mews,
Mountain Reach.
M-E-W-S.
Slope side, isn't
yeah.
it?
Reach.
Yeah,
Reach. Yeah, and Mews. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let them both know that tomorrow.
Okay.
And
would you, when you just ask Neves if 5 p.m. is the hard stop?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay, so with that done, then you're going to have some time. Do you think you'll be able to handle the site visit minutes?
For?
Hmm? For all three.
The minutes?
It's just, yeah, writing down the findings from the site visit. All right?
It'll get done.
Okay. Well, where I'm going with this is I'm going to be away the week of the 19th.
Okay.
From the 19th to the 29th. So that's the time frame where that 30-day period falls in that we need to get a decision made and back to them, mailed out to them.
Will you be back when we make that decision? Or? Oh.
I'll be here as long as we can make this decision before the 19th. So
okay. Right.
The 11th, so we've got that week after the 11th, which was...
Week of the 15th.
Yeah, starting on the 15th to do get the site visit all shored up and then to report back and have another meeting to do our deliberations and make decisions.
By no other than the 18th, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that...
So if we...
I mean, if... So we're talking the 15th, 16th, or 17th, really? if the 18th is the day that you would have to type everything up and send it out.
Yeah, because I've got to be mailed out certified and everything. Yeah, the hardest thing was this other hearing date, and I got those done the day after that, so that wasn't so bad.
I'm just, you know,
and this
I don't know how busy you are the day before you go on vacation.
Well, I'll be working all day on Thursday, so I'll be fine.
Just get up earlier, Kent.
So we do it either the 15th or the 16th?
If we were to do it on, say, the 16th, that would be great.
That's good. Okay. What, to meet the 16th here?
That would be for our deliberations and final decision.
We'd do that at 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, I could do the 16th at 7 o'clock.
Is everybody fine with that?
Yeah.
Tuesday? Okay. So what I want to do then for this meeting, since this is a date and time certain, is from the original meetings, we can do a adjourn to that date and time.
Adjourn to the 16th.
Can be done separately, but we can adjourn the meeting now to the 16th.
So I would ask for a motion to adjourn to September 16th at 7 p.m.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Who said they seconded that one? Sorry.
Like four.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned that date and time. Sorry.
You want to pause it or stop it?
Stop it. Oh.